Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Millie and Bob Youngquist about an upcoming talent show in Washington. A talent show is returning to Washington, but you're looking for some new acts. Can you share what's coming up?
Well, yes. This will be a lot of fun. One of the reasons we built the auditorium, one of the reasons for it, was to be able to showcase area talent. And we're looking for all kinds of people to be in this. It is for people, by the way, in town, but it's also for people in the county. And it's for people anywhere in our area of Iowa that would like to be part of it. And it makes no difference what age level they are. We're looking for singers and actors and dancers, magicians, instrumentalists, gymnasts, anything anybody has to showcase. We'd love to encourage everyone that wants to participate. Sometimes people have a really interesting gift for doing something, and yet to do a whole program yourself is beyond their interest or possibilities. But to be able to make a little guest appearance on something and just share the joy of what you do is very special. And this gives that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, it's a competition, but the competition part is secondary to the joy of sharing. But the competition part does make people, I think, it gives an added sparkle to the evening, mm-hmm. because you can say who won or...
Will people need to audition to be part of the show?
No, there is no audition needed, and there is no registration fee. So to find out information or to register, just email inthespotlighttalentshow@gmail.com. It's also on our website, which is...
Go to washingtonauditorium.org. Everything they'll want to know about this is right there on the screen. Washingtonauditorium.org, no spaces. They'll find out how to register. There's a little button you click as a performer, and it will open up a registration form. You can buy tickets there online. You can also enter any questions that you have about the event, and click the right spot, and it'll send that mm-hmm. to those of us in charge. So really, WashingtonAuditorium.org mm-hmm. does it all.
Gets you there. Right. We'd like to have people register by Monday, the 27th of the month. That'd be Monday, January 27th, so that we can develop a program, a printed program, and get your name in it. We have three local judges: Rich Bentler, who is in charge of entertainment at the casino; Linda Sokup, who is a well-known Washington performer, former music teacher; and Emma Stout, who is a Washington grad and attended Mount Mercy College, and she's a dance teacher. Those will be the judges. We will be giving first, second, and third place. And then there's also a special audience vote for the most entertaining, the best costume, People's Choice Award. So that's an additional kind of a little competition, but kind of fun.
And are there prizes for those who place?
They are doing ribbons and certificates. So, you know, you don't get a big trophy to take home, but then you have to worry about where to put it.
And if people aren't ready to get on stage, how do they get tickets to go watch?
Well, again, they can simply go online at washingtonauditorium.org, or they could go to the Washington Chamber of Commerce, and they could buy them there right now. They're on sale. They could also be available at the door. And I think that works very, very simply. By the way, prices for this, it's very inexpensive. It's adults $10 and students $5. And that's been the price of every show we've been doing with WAPEC this year.
And how will the funds raised be used?
Well, we're using it really to raise some money for improvements at the high school auditorium. People could say, well, that's new. Why would they be improving something? Well, when we built, we had to stay within a budget. And prices, of course, keep going up all the time. And so we're very fortunate to have the auditorium that we do at this stage. But there were some things we had to leave out just because we were trying to make ends meet. And so we're looking to install various things that will bring this up to what we really originally intended. We're wanting to add some battens, that is pipes for scenery or for drops to be hung from, and the riggings that are part of that. And that'll allow us to hang additional drops and curtains and lighting for shows. And if you talk with the people that run lots of performances there as high school and middle school teachers, they say lighting is the big need. The back of the stage is rather dark, and so we want to make sure we have a batten installed with all the necessary lights there to light the back of the band, the back of the choir when their shell is lit, they will be not in shadows. It's going to be great for drama to have more light to work with. Another thing we'd like to be able to add that we originally planned was a second act curtain. This is one that is like the yellow curtain at the community center. It divides the front from the back of the stage, and it can be either a traveler that goes left to right, or it can also be raised. And this allows you to do scenes in front of that curtain, and then perhaps if you have a show coming in and there's another show that's being constructed, the constructing show can be behind that curtain. And still, the auditorium is fully usable for others that are using the auditorium. It's great for musicals where there's many stage set changes and so forth. There's also been a need for a miking system that I think is something that they're thinking of that's somewhat portable, that would help especially middle school singers be heard over a band or whatever is loud on the stage that might be accompanying them. We have some money that we've been saving toward this, but every bit of money that we bring in by an event such as this helps.
And again, when will In the Spotlight be on the stage?
The date of the performance is the 1st of February. It's a Saturday night, and the showtime is 7 o'clock.
We have one person as young as 6 years old that's performing, and there's also adults performing. It could be any age. We could have maybe a gymnast from the UP home. I have no idea. But it's open to everyone.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Millie and Bob Youngquist talking about an upcoming talent show. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.